Ravana then asked for advice from his assembled ministers. Finally, he retired to his private rooms and called for Vidyujiva, a Rakshasa expert in conjuring up tricks. Ravana told him, "I want you to create an illusory head of Ram and also a perfect imitation of his bow and arrows. I am now going to the Ashoka Grove to see Sita. You should follow me, but you should remain hidden. And when I call for you, bring out your magical creations." Ravana went to the Ashoka Grove, eager to see Sita. He came before the anguished daughter of King Janaka and announced, "Oh, my dear princess, your Ram has been slain by my commander-in-chief. So you should now give up your stubbornness and become my beloved queen. Now I will tell you just how it happened. You see, after Ram crossed the ocean, the night set in. And being exhausted, Ram, Lakshman, and the monkey warriors fell asleep on the shore of Lanka. But in the darkness, the great Rakshasa heroes went there and began slaughtering all of them. Prahasta cut off Ram's head as he was soundly sleeping, and Lakshman, Hanuman, and the other monkey chiefs were killed as the others fled in fear. Oh, noble lady, I have brought here Ram's severed head just to convince you that I am telling the truth." Ravana then ordered the Rakshasi guards to call for Vidyujiva. The magician thus appeared, bearing an illusory head of Ram, along with his bow and arrows. Ravana then told Sita, "Look, this is the bloodied head of your husband." And then, turning to Vidyujiva, Ravana said, "Show her Ram's severed head. Let Sita see the remains of her mortal husband." Vidyujiva placed the illusory head at Sita's feet and then hastily departed. Ravana then took Ram's illusory bow and arrows, throwing them towards Sita. "Now submit to me, for you have no other hope." The illusory severed head had all the features exactly resembling Ram's. When Sita saw it, she cried out mournfully, "Oh, Kaikeyi, this is the result of all of your evil plans. So now your cherished goal is finally fulfilled. Oh, you must be very happy." Crying convulsively, Sita fell to the ground like a plantain tree uprooted by a strong wind. Soon she recovered and sat down beside the illusory head and began lamenting, "Oh, Ram, without you I have become a widow. Now my life has come to the end. What greater calamity could befall a woman than the death of her husband before her own demise? Alas, I am most despicable, for it is I who have caused the death of my husband. It is for my sake alone that you crossed the ocean, only to die without even a fight. Little did you know that when you married me, you wedded your own death as well. Surely, in a previous life, I must have obstructed the marriage of another girl. Thus I now suffer in this life. O Ram, have you departed for the next world without me? As for you, Ravana, please take me to where the body of my husband is lying. And then, as I place my body upon my husband, you can then kill me, so that I may attain the same destination as Ram." But just at that very moment, a messenger arrived, informing Ravana that Prahasta urgently required his presence in a meeting of the ministers. Ravana departed, and as soon as he was gone, the illusory head and bow vanished from Sita's sight.